what happens next? Like, a lot of the British public would like to see you fight Scott Quigg. You going to do it?
I hope so. I hope the fight can be made. Obviously, there's a bit more to it than that. There's a lot of politics involved in boxing. I hope that we can come to an agreement. But Scott Quigg and his team need to remember that, you know, if you compare my performance to his performance at the weekend, his was probably a better result. But the guy he beat, Kiko Martinez, you know, I've already beat him twice. I showed him how to beat him, you know. I'm still a legitimate one.
So what's your message to Scott Quigg?
What's that?
What's your message to Scott Quigg? Is it bring it on or what?
The message is, yeah, bring it on pretty much if you want, but remember who's the A-side fighter here when you come to negotiating. You know, you can't be making too many demands. You can't be demanding things above yourself, and if you really want the fight, you know, I'm happy to take it in Manchester. I'm happy to fight him in his own backyard, but you just need to remember who's the boss when it comes to negotiating.
So you gonna knock Scott Quigg out?
If we fight, I think I would. I think he may take this fight now. I think he's probably looking at me thinking, oh, look at, you know, I got put over twice in the first round, it's gonna be an easy fight, so I may have done myself no favours there. I'm making the Quigg fight, and if we do fight, yeah, I think I'll knock him out, yeah.